For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon. Back in May, the Stax Museum of American Soul Music asked Memphians to vote for their favorite Memphis soul songs. They started with a list of 200, and after all the paper and online ballots were counted, the winners can now be seen as a masterclass of iconic music making. WKNO's Christopher Blank reports.
Here's a tune that has everything you could ask for in a Memphis soul song. The horns, the rhythm section, and of course, a voice that flipped this old Bing Crosby song on its head.
Oh, she may be weary. Them young girls, they do get weary wearing that same old shaggy dress.
That, to me, is the definitive Stax sound.
Jeff Kolath is executive director of the Stax Museum. He says Otis Redding's Try a Little Tenderness is almost like having the record company in a bottle.
If somebody asks me, what does Stax sound like? That's what I'm going to tell you. And then I'll say, yeah, but Stax made a whole bunch of other different records too.
Some even more memorable for voters in this year's Bicentennial celebration. Try a Little Tenderness was beat by the number 4 song, also by Otis Redding.
Sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
Kolath says the ballot included songs from various Memphis recording studios.
Two rules, between 1957 and 1975, and predominantly recorded in Memphis.
Which disqualified some tunes that a lot of people think were made in Memphis, like Respect Yourself by the Staple Singers. But the list does highlight that not all Memphis music sounds the same. Like, here's the number 3 song. Al Green's Let's Stay Together was a product of Royal Studio and the legendary producer Willie Mitchell.
It's so crisp and so clean. Those records sound so clean.
But Down and Dirty was the recipe over at Stax, where singing duo Sam and Dave cut the number 2 song on the list.
Isaac Hayes and David Porter, just in what I feel, one of the most amazing songwriting teams ever. Hold On, I'm Coming, which is a man pleading, you know, pleading to his woman. But it's upbeat, it's positive.
And the chorus came from when Isaac Hayes called for David Porter to get out of the bathroom. They immediately transformed it into a love song. Backing nearly all the great Stax singers was the house band, Booker T and the MGs. So it's fitting that the number 1 Memphis soul song, and the undisputed favorite with voters, has no singer at all. Green Onions, cut in 1962.
It was the wire-to-wire winner. It was number 1 after the first day of voting, and it stayed number 1 until the last day of voting.
It's called Green Onions because they were looking for a word for funky and came up with stinky, like onions. And maybe that's why it's thought of as the quintessential Memphis song. So good, you can even smell it. For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank.